But baby, it's cold outside.
Got to go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Presented by Walden Heating and Plumbing, this is Faith Works Live. Call into the show at 515-727-5842. Now, here's the host of the show, Michael Damastis.
Baby, it's cold outside.
And if you feel unsafe right now inside your home, I want you to call Walden Heating and Plumbing to make sure that you're warm and cozy always in your home. Walden, B-A-L-D-O-N, Dallas County's oldest, Walden Heating and Plumbing, 515-371-4036. That's 515-371-4036. My name is Mike Damastis. I am the host, guest one here on FaithWorks Live. So genuinely honored that you have tuned in to 99.3 FM, The Truth, to join us in our discussion today. It's Tuesday. That means it's Live Tuesday. Tim Overland is fresh back from Florida.
I heard that song no less than 10 times. Every restaurant we walked into, every hotel, it was like, it was in the news. So all the Muzak, everything was Frank, I mean, it, or Dean Martin. That, my wife just started looking, we just started looking at each other laughing. I'm like, are they doing this on purpose?
Did you feel unsafe?
No, we cuddled.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Because, you know,
consensually,
the scary Christmas songs that are out there today. Hey, it is Life Tuesday. I'm really, really glad that you are joining us because we have one of my favorite people as our guest today. Clarissa Brooks is here with Parenteen. And if you don't know about Parenteen of Iowa, you are missing out. We're going to just spend the show today talking with Clarissa about Parenteen and who they are. So welcome to FaithWorks Live, Clarissa.
Thanks.
And tell me, who the heck is Parenteen?
I feel so special. I became one of your favorite people today.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Parenteen. Yes, we are an organization that specifically walks life with teen parents, and we get to just spend time with them. We get to share the hope and love of Jesus in really tangible ways, and we've been in existence for a little over a year, and we have, right now, we have about 37 active participants and 55 kids. So,
wow.
That's pretty awesome.
That's, yeah. And so what exactly do you do on a regular basis?
Yeah, so our programming aspect, we get together and we have a full dinner together. So it's awesome to sit around a table with people who donate meals, which is incredible. And we sit around and have great conversation with their children. So having a family meal together is something many of them have never experienced on a regular basis. So that's pretty special. And then their kids go to childcare right after that, and we have, again, amazing volunteers who come and hold babies and play puzzles and
bring them blankets of candy.
That's right.
We
sugar them up, right?
We've had women from our church come over and help out with that.
And it's been awesome.
Love that.
Yeah. So while their babies are being cared for by amazing volunteers and people there, we do programming with the teen moms. And so every month that looks different. It can be sometimes we've had self-defense classes.
Wow.
Sometimes we've had like parenting strategies. We'll have cooking class. We'll have nutritional education, conflict resolution. What is healthy conflict resolution, right? Mm. Many of them have not been in an environment that they've learned healthy conflict resolution without a fist. And so figuring that out. So there's all kinds of legal opportunities for them to know, you know, what are some next steps for them in their different situations, and giving them somebody to ask questions to. And
right.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, that's like the week. Is it weekly? Do you guys meet weekly or is it monthly?
Now, we would love to get that increased
okay.
as time goes on.
But. And by the way, and we're going to plug this throughout the show today, and I want you to just know this is a ministry that you need to be supporting. This is a ministry that you need to give to financially. They have some pretty significant financial needs as a ministry, they are definitely volunteer-supported and volunteer-driven, all of those things, but it still costs money to do this kind of ministry.
It does.
And the baseline that you guys are needing is about $1,800 a month.
Correct.
And so to get to that level, we need to have just the community of of Christ being able to come together and say, I believe what you're doing is important. Mm. And do you know why, by the way, just to kind of put this on an aside, don't we all want these young girls to choose life?
Absolutely.
We all say, well, we need these young girls to be choosing life. And then they choose life. Mm-hmm. And then the church looks down their nose at them like, oh, boy, you've really screwed up. You've really messed up your life. And Parenteen is there to say, no, 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 that's not the proper way to respond mm-hmm. to this. We just want to love these girls and show them the love of Jesus. And so they get invested in their lives. I mean, heavily invested. And you're going to hear some of those stories today. But the way to support this organization, and I want you to do this as soon as you possibly can, go to MyParenteen, and how you spell that is P-A-R-E-N-T-E-E-N. MyParenteen.org. MyParenteen.org. Go down to the bottom of the page on the left hand side, and you're going to see the way that you can donate right online. I would love for you to be invested financially in helping this ministry do such an amazing job, because a lot of these young girls have already experienced criticism and judgment from the church. And so we got to turn that around. If these girls have already done something incredibly courageous, they have decided to have this child. Mm-hmm. That's big. And Parenteen is standing with them and helping them just do life. That's what it's all about. So my encouragement to you, go to myparenteen.org. Tim.
I got into a discussion today. I shared a post that was a little disturbing. They were talking about some study that if a woman isn't allowed to abort her child, then it turns out really poorly for the child. And I couldn't even get past the headline before I had to comment and share. But then I got into a discussion with a friend of mine who has been to Ruth Harbor banquets. She would lean on, she'd be probably be considered a liberal, but you know, kind of views herself pro-life, but then gets into the, yeah, but what about, why don't you do all these other things? So in my mind, your face popped into my mind, Clarissa, mm-hmm. because you're one of those people that, hey, is doing something. And, you know, when somebody wants to accuse us of being pro-birth and I want to throw them in the car with me, you're one of the people mm-hmm. I want to take them to and introduce you to, because, it's nonsense. And the other thing, it's funny how pro-lifers get nailed to every other issue. Well, we can't care about life if we don't care about all these other issues. Sadly, our issue is the other issues don't matter if you don't have life, so we can kind of mm-hmm. get tagged on a lot of issues. But you're one of the great issues or organizations that are actually answering that directly. Mm-hmm. You know, the old silly, you're only pro-birth charge.
Well, and you know what, though? It's not a silly charge. It's not a silly charge because a lot of the people that are doing these things they're Christians, but they're parachurch organizations. And so there's a lot of churches where, honestly, it's not that far off the mark that we have this declared statement, I'm pro-life and we need to have women giving birth to babies. But we're relying on organizations,
agreed,
you know, to do this. And so we yeah. need more churches to be stepping up to do, because what she's doing is what the church is supposed to be doing.
Right.
And what's cool is she's a pastor's wife, and so, you know, they're actually, you know, doing this as a church too. But it's awesome. It's a wonderful ministry. It's the way that we're supposed to respond in these things. And, you know, I got to ask you, because I don't want to jump too far ahead, but do you ever get pushback and like, well, if you do this, if you treat them right, you're going to actually make them think it's normal to, you know, to do this, and we don't want to condone bad behavior.
Absolutely.
Do you ever hear that kind of pushback?
Absolutely.
And yep. what do you say?
So, girls are going to have babies. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you want to say or not say or do or not do. The truth is we've had over 200,000 teen parents in the U.S. Between the ages of 15 and 19 in a given year. And so it's not just in Iowa. It's across our nation. And the reality is we're not here to tell them you got to stop having babies. It would be really nice if they would understand the value of a family foundation.
Right.
And understand the value that they have in Jesus as well. That the shame that they oftentimes carry and walk with, it is not a shame that God ever wants us to walk in. Hmm. And so when we walk life with them, walking life meaning we get into their space and we say, we love you. We care about you. You are valuable. You are worthy of our relationship and of our friendship and of our time. And the reality is they're seeking for something that most of us are seeking for in maybe different areas of life, right? They're seeking for love. They're seeking for acceptance. They're seeking for things that they're not going to find in maybe the gentleman that they're with, right? But we're not going to be able to say to them, stop having babies and life will be better, because it doesn't fix the problem. And our job isn't to fix anything. Our job is to say, we love you, and we love you right where you're at, and we're going to trust Jesus to do the rest. Just through our obedience in that, and through our faith that, he's bigger than any of those situations, right?
And I, because I've had this conversation with you before, we're talking with Clarissa Brooks. She is the director of Parent Teen of Iowa. It's such an incredible organization. That's Parent Teen. It's all one word, Parenteen. But they have such an incredible ministry to these young girls that have had babies. And I know that, because it almost could seem like you're interpreting what you're saying as, you never have, you know, you never tell those girls they're doing anything wrong. And that's not the case.
Right.
Because you actually do that. You just do it with love.
Correct.
And so that's what, having yes. pushed back on you before, yep. I know that that's the case. And, yep. you know, because like if a girl is in a situation where maybe she's parenting her child and the child is unsafe,
yep.
you know, you guys step in and, you know, yep. do what's necessary in that kind of situation. You know, if there's unhealthy behaviors, all those kinds of things, and maybe the child is being put at risk, whatever. You guys do have those boundaries where you let them know, no, we can't do that. This isn't God's will. This isn't God's way. And so that's really cool too. But you just do it lovingly, mm-hmm. and you do it, you know, not with a hammer. Right. And, because when you use a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Right. Well, and I think too, you look at the aspect of, what is it that we're trying to speak into?
Right.
First of all, you got to earn the trust to speak into their life. And in order to earn that trust, you have to spend time with them. In order to speak truth into their life, you got to decide, what is it you want to speak?
Right.
And the root of so much that happens in their lives isn't what most of what people see.
We're talking with Clarissa Brooks. She's the director of Parent Teen of Iowa, and I just love this ministry. Our church loves this ministry. This is a fabulous ministry. We're going to continue talking with her. If you have any questions, 515-727-5842.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Got to go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Presented by Baldwin Heating and Plumbing, this is Faith Works Live. Call into the show at 515-727-5842. Now, here's the host of the show, Michael Damastis.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When it's cold outside, you want something warm inside. You want something nice and warm in your belly. And I can tell you about something that would be great in your belly any day of the week. Onimus beef. This is not beef you can run to a grocery store and pick up off the shelf. I'm talking about farm to table beef that's good for you and your family. And right now, Onimus Beef is offering a grass-fed beef. They don't always have these available, but some people prefer grass-fed over corn-fed. And this is, it's just nice, lean meat. So if you would like that, you need to call David Onimus today at 515-238-7505. That's 515-238-7505. My name's Mike Damastis, and I am the host here on Faith Works Live. So honored that you're tuning in to 99.3 FM to listen to us today as we discuss a wonderful organization. Clarissa Brooks is joining Tim and I today on Faith Works Live, and she is the director of Parent Teen of Iowa. They meet every month in Westchester Evangelical Free Church right off of Aurora. They have volunteers that come and help them not only with food but holding babies, and they have, you know, curricula that they go through with the young girls that are part of this ministry. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing, because here's the gist of it. They are reaching out to girls that feel like they've had the church turn their back on them. That's who they're reaching. And that's why I love what Parenting does, because Parenting is an organization doing what the church is supposed to be doing. And Clarissa, how did God put this on your heart?
Yeah. So I've been a birth doula for, man, do I have to say how long? 18 years, I want to say.
Okay.
A long time.
for those of us that were public schooled, explain birth doula.
So a birthing coach. So I get the privilege of going in and sometimes it's doing birth education classes, but really the biggest part of it is being present for the entire labor and delivery and being able to serve serve both of them. However,
it was hard
I possibly
enough to be
can.
There for my own. I would have loved to have a stand in. Like, okay, sure, you go in for me.
I'm gonna tap out like
WWE. Oh, so I mean, for me, that was it was awesome. It's a passion I still have. And so I oftentimes got to work with young single moms, and I actually had a gal who was a senior in high school, and I was able to be her doula, and she happened to mention she knew all these friends that were either pregnant or parenting, and she said, you know, there's just no place for us to go and that's safe or that will help us understand more about Jesus. And I just said, maybe a little foolishly, said, well, you get a hold of them and let me know if they're interested. And she quickly got a hold of me the next morning at like 7 a.m.
Wow.
And said, it's a go. And I said, what's a go? And she said, well, I have like seven of my friends who want to get together. So kind of really, this is something that God has just taken and pushed me into. And wow.
Shoved might be more appropriate.
Yes. Yes. I have plenty of times where I feel like I'm completely inadequate, and that's where I need to be. I want to be in a place where I feel inadequate, because I know in those moments that it's truly God who is doing the work and sustaining. And when I feel like I'm at my weakest, it's really his strength that's shining through, because it is not me. So that is kind of how God spurred me into this direction. And then I got into, you know, we started working with a lot of young moms, and just the truth of we're missing half of the equation, and that's the young dads. Mm-hmm. And so many times, I would run into some of these young men, and some of them weren't the father of the babies, but they were standing in as a father of the baby. Yeah. And nobody has taught them what it means to be a dad. And it's not because they're not willing to learn, you know?
Now, I'm sure you've met a few that you just needed to get the girl away from the guy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, because there's probably a lot of those kind of scenarios.
There have been several. But then again, it's talking with the young women and saying, you know, what are healthy boundaries? Mm-hmm. What is a healthy versus an unhealthy relationship? You know, many of us have been really fortunate to grow up in homes that have had really healthy, sturdy, secure, safe foundations for us. That's not necessarily the case with a lot of the girls that we work with. And
how many of these girls, just if you could feel comfortable saying, actually grew up in church?
Very few.
Okay, so there's not a lot of strong connections with some of the girls that come and get involved in Parenting.
No.
Okay.
So now, since they've been involved with Parenting, we've probably had a half a dozen who have started regularly attending a church of some sort. And then we probably have had a handful who have been in a church before and randomly go still. But as far as having regularly attended before they came to Parenting, I would say very, very few of them.
Clarissa, do you see, Mike was just asking about the guys, do you see, you were talking about that they don't know how to be dads. Mm-hmm. Isn't it controversial now to teach guys how to be men?
Mm.
We can't even identify their genders half the time anymore, you know, without fear of getting in trouble. So if we can't teach the guys how to be men, how do we teach the girls what mm-hmm. a man is supposed to be and how to, you know, how we're supposed to treat these women. Mm-hmm. I got to believe that there's a huge need for that and would yep. make your job much, much easier.
Well, and these young men, they want to know how to be strong young men.
Sure.
You know, and again, it all goes back to just simply walking life with them. And if you're so many times, it's so much easier to invite somebody into our space, right? Mm-hmm. Come to my house. Come hang out in my space where I'm comfortable. But that's not what we're being called to do. We're being called to go. Go and do what God's calling you to do. And this is where you walk into their space. You say to them, I care about you. I love you. Let's get together. And that means showing up in their space. And sometimes that's difficult, and you have to have some good boundaries, and I have to have good boundaries with our leaders. But it's necessary. So
that leads me to a really simple question. What in the world do you do? I mean, what are you actually, you talk about programming. What do you do for the girls, for the families?
Oh, wow. Where do you start? So, I mean, we have our monthly programming for sure when we get together, but on outside of that, we have everything from let's grab lunch together and just talk about life, where things are at. Let's parenting classes. Let's talk through some of the, what are some of the struggles you're going through as a mom? You know, we identify, we're not counselors, so we try to identify girls who might need some counseling and try to direct them into a professional counseling arena. Some of them have court dates that we need to show up to, and we sit and we're there to support in those court dates. Some of them end up in jail or, you know, in for an extended period of time. So it's showing up, being regularly in their space, even in that place. So.
Talking with Clarissa Brooks. She's the director of Parenteen of Iowa. Wonderful, wonderful ministry. Go to myparenteen.org. Call us 515-727-5842.
But baby, it's cold outside. But baby, it's cold outside.
Presented by Baldwin Heating and Plumbing, this is Faith Works Live. Call into the show at 515-727-5842. Now, here's the host of the show, Michael Damastis.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Agape Pregnancy Center has served people in the Des Moines area for over 30 years, and they offer accurate information to help you make an informed choice. At Agape, you're going to find a team of people who will listen to your questions and concerns about pregnancy, abortion, STDs, and other issues. Their services are always free of charge because they know sometimes you just need somebody to listen to. So give them a call today. Set up an appointment with them at 515-255-0243. That's 515-255-0243. My name is Mike Damastis, and I'm the host here on Faith Works Live. It's Life Tuesday. Tim Overland, director of Personhood Iowa, is with us wearing his pro-life t-shirt on Tuesday.
On the outside today.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite as cold as it was last Tuesday.
Pretty awesome. But we have a guest with us today, Clarissa Brooks, the director of Parenteen of Iowa, is here. And their website, by the way, is myparenteen.org. That's myparenteen, and that's P-A-R-E-N-T-E-E-N.org, myparenteen.org. The reason I'm telling you their website, because that's a great way to support them financially. Just go to that website, scroll down to the bottom left, and click Donate Now on there, and you'll be able to help them financially. And this is an organization that really can put that money to good use immediately. They minister to so many young women. Right now, you said you have 37 active girls involved in this ministry. That is so cool. That's amazing. That they have these young gals that have had these children, that they're just doing life with them and letting them know the love of Jesus Christ. And it's powerful. Now, we were talking off air. One of the really cool things is you actually partner with another ministry.
We do. Yes.
Tell me about that.
So we partner with Ruth Harbor, and we're really excited about what they're doing within their different homes. And we have the opportunity, all of the girls that are a part of Ruth Harbor are part of our programming. And so because the heartbeat of what we do is mentoring as well, being a leader and trying to, not every girl is ready for a mentor, nor wants one, but we have available mentors who do want to walk life a little more closely with those who desire one. And so all of the girls who are participating and who live at Ruth Harbor automatically are part of our programming within parenting.
That's fantastic. And what I love about that is that this is, you know, we've had so often that all these pro-life groups are doing their own thing, mm-hmm. and where there's so much more of a cooperative spirit amongst the pro-life community in Iowa anymore, that it's just wonderful that you're providing one aspect of, mm-hmm. of a ministry and service to these young girls, and Ruth Harbor's providing a totally different side of that, and, mm-hmm. and they're ministering to them as well. One thing you said back in the first segment that we kind of went over real fast, but you even kind of help these girls know how to just sit down and have a meal together.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not been their experience.
So for many of them, they haven't had the experience where they sit down and have a conversation or have a healthy meal in front of them. Some of them have. Some of them have had it off and on. But then there are some, we've had one gal who's been on her own since she's 14. And so what does it look like to sit down with people who genuinely want to know how your week has been? We have something that we do in my own personal home that we've implemented in our dinner time with our girls, and it's called High Lows. What's the high of your week? What's the low of your week? And to sit around a table and have, you know, sometimes we have three or four per table, and then we have a few leaders and their kids. So we usually have like six different tables, and just have them all go around the circle and share the highs and the lows, and leaders participate in that. It just brings a connection and an aspect that, you know, we're all in this together. We're all walking life together, and to it kind of brings the awkwardness sometimes down in a way, mm-hmm. when girls walk in, especially when they're new and they don't know anybody or they don't know any of those leaders that are standing around. All of a sudden, we get to share some of the realness of our life. What's the low? It's kind of had a crappy week, or, you know, and all of a sudden they can identify, and we can identify with what they're thinking. And
it's such a simple thing, but what a great way to really kind of intimately connect, mm-hmm. with these girls. Yep. Just by sitting down at a meal, which is something that they don't do or haven't experienced. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's a powerful, powerful thing. It's just simple things in life that you're doing with these young women.
Mm-hmm. Just having conversation. You know, one of the most exciting parts of our night has been when they walk in the door and they know, as soon as they walk in the door, they know beyond a shadow of a doubt they're going to get hugged. And at first, I think some of them are pretty shy about it, and some of them kind of do the, you can hug me, but I'm not going to hug you.
Mm.
But then as they start to attend more often, it's so amazing to see them walk in the door, and they're expecting it. They're waiting for it. And just that positive physical touch is so awesome.
Yeah.
And they want the same thing that you and I want, right? It's that's to have relationship with people. And parenting, we hear over and over and over again, is it's their safe place. It's a safe place for them just to be. They know whether they've been there every week or every month or whether it's been 6 months. We had one girl who wasn't there for a year.
Mm.
She showed up. And we were so excited and loved on her.
A year later.
Yep.
Wow.
And she said, honestly, I didn't know how anybody was going to respond. And the fact that you like put your arms around me and you were excited to see me, she was a different person after that. She opened up. She talked. It was awesome. So
Parenteen is a volunteer-driven, volunteer-based organization, mm-hmm. but they do have financial needs. And Clarissa, you want to break some of that down for us? Talk about some of the things that you need to have met. What
right.
are some of the financial concerns?
Right. So a lot of times people are like, well, what is it that you do that you really need the financial support for, right? And for us, the programming aspect of things right now is on a monthly basis, and we would love to see that go to even weekly. That would be amazing to be in their space every single week. Right now, I am trying to do all the executive director stuff, the programming director, crisis interventionist, trying to do it all, and we have some amazing volunteers, but we also need more volunteers. Right now, we have 5 leaders who are faithful every single time we get together to show up and be present and be in these girls' lives. We need double that. And so being able to sit down and do training with them and what is a mentor, what is a mentor not, healthy boundary setting, doing leadership trainings. There's so many things that we are in need of, and we need more staff on top of the programming piece. We would love to open the door for programming for young men. We have an open door in the judicial system to step in, even in some of the correctional facilities, to step in and start walking life more with some of those young women as well. We just don't have the capacity. So in order to sustain what we are currently doing, our current programming, and the growth that we have with our young moms, it's about $1,800 a month that we're in need of to push us to a point of being able to explode in the programming that we would love to see happen and increase our staff. That's closer to $3,400 a month. And that's, you know, and our dream is to have our own place as well. Not that, I mean, we love Westchester and we're so grateful for the space we've had. Having a space of our own that they could come in every week.
Right.
And know, have a wall of celebration to talk about goals, to talk about.
Because Westchester, I mean, and that is a really neat facility. They've got a really great place.
It's amazing.
But there's something to be said about having a place that's not a church.
Yes.
You know, and so that is, I get you on that, because that would even make it a little bit more welcoming, I think, in a sense of, oh, this is a church thing. And you know what I mean? So that gets, that's one less boundary, one less, you know,
especially in the judicial
obstacle.
System.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Clarissa Brooks. We're talking about the needs of the Ministry of Parenting of Iowa. Here's what you can do. I want you to go to myparenting.org. That's all one word. Myparenting, and that's PARENTEEN.org. Myparenting.org. Scroll down to the bottom left. You can see donate now. Click on that and just give them some money. I mean, just brass tacks. They need money. And it would be great, frankly, if you would just decide, hey, you know what? I'm going to give them $20 a month. That would be awesome. If you could become a monthly supporter of this organization, whatever level, they will take it. But they, because they can use it, and it's genuinely helping these women immediately, these young girls that are just having somebody help them do life, and they get to do it through the lens of the love of Jesus. That's what is so great about this ministry. So my prayer is for you to go to myparenting.org and help support this ministry. That's what I want you to do. Now, if you've got questions for Clarissa about parenting, about their ministry, the work that they do, any of that, I know that she'll be happy to answer your questions. Why don't you give us a call at 515-727-5842. You can text us as well, 515-727-5842. We'll be right back after this break.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Got to go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Presented by Baldwin Heating and Plumbing, this is Faith Works Live. Call into the show at 515-727-5842. Now, here's the host of the show, Michael Damastis.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Personhood Iowa believes that all human life is created equal and sacred without exception. Therefore, every person deserves to be protected by law from fertilization until natural death. Personhood Iowa is a Christian organization that meets with churches, pastors, small groups, legislators, and community leaders, basically every person in the state of Iowa. Their goal is to defend human life through education, legislation, and service to make the killing of the preborn person unthinkable. And one way for you to support that organization is to go to the website prolifechristmas.com. And you can pick out some gifts to give to your family. If you're a guy, to give to your wife. I know you ain't got your Christmas shopping done yet. So prolifechristmas.com. That's an easy way to help support the Ministry of Personhood Iowa. Tim, got anything to add to that?
I mean, you can get some cool logoed stuff. We got the beanies. We're working on some shirts. If you're watching the show online, the guy's commenting about that. But there's also some nice, think Pampered Chef type items from a local Iowa company that's got some nice knives and kitchenware. And really, the way I've been using it lately is my smile.amazon.com. You can go there and click on that link, and Everything you buy for there will benefit Personhood Iowa.
Nice. Well, that's one way for you to have a pro-life Christmas. Go to prolifechristmas.com. And it's Tuesday here on FaithWorks Live, and we're talking with Clarissa Brooks. She's the director of Parenteen of Iowa, and it's an incredible organization. Parenteen ministers to young women who've had children, women in a lot of cases that feel somewhat shunned by the church, and they have found a place in Parenteen where they can experience the love of Jesus Christ and just Christians that come alongside them just to kind of be present in their life and in all things, good and bad. Clarissa has been sharing with us, I mean, just, you know, from going to a young girl's court trial, sitting with her in court and maybe even visiting her in jail, to, you know, just helping young girls with things like grocery shopping or whatever it is. And they're there and they're just present in their lives. Sometimes it's just a listening ear. Mm-hmm. Just, hey, how was your week? And then they just kind of share all the good, bad, and ugly of their week with them. That's who they are and that's what they do. And I think it's a worthwhile organization to get involved in. And if somebody's listening, they're like, man, I would love to volunteer with something like that. How would they do that? What would they do?
Yeah, actually go to myparenteen.org, mm-hmm. and there should be a little link. It should say serve occasionally or serve frequently, I think is the button that you would click on. And sign up. We have opportunities to hold babies. We have opportunities to bring meals. We're still looking for a meal coordinator and a child care coordinator because that all is on me still. And so somebody who would want to get to know a little bit more about that, yeah, go right
on
there.
So you're the director of this organization who handles everything. I mean, from marketing to you name it, you got it all. It's all on your shoulders.
Yep. So Megan Jaquist, she helps a lot. She and I co-founded this together and yeah, we have a lot of brainstorming sessions together and trying to figure out what's next. And but yeah, it's
well, I believe staff. You should lead with the holding babies part. I find that grandmas and mm-hmm. in particular, but those eyes light. Wait a minute, I can go volunteer once a month to hold babies.
Yep, so, absolutely.
Yeah, that should be like. Come hold babies, parenteen.org.
Come hold babies, please.
Stacy, you've called in. You want to jump into the conversation with us and Clarissa with Parenteen.
I do. So I'm calling as a donor to Parenteen and wanting to talk to people that are listening that might be wondering about that. I know people are really careful and cautious with the money that they donate, and there's many different organizations that are asking you to donate, and I just wanted to let people know that I love Parenteen. I'm very blessed to know many of the women and people and men that are involved in this organization and the work that they do. I've been able to see up close and firsthand how they do positively impact young women's lives, young men's lives, their children's lives. I've seen the dedication firsthand. So I just want to call in and let people know that, you know, if there's something in you that this is kind of tugging on your heart and you're just kind of wondering and maybe have a little bit of a doubt or a little unsure or just don't know, I would just encourage you to support this organization. Oftentimes we see problems and we don't know how to handle them and they seem real big and they seem insurmountable. But parenting starts at that grass level root. We start with helping just one, helping five, helping 30. And it's real hands-on, tangible help that impacts these people's lives and ultimately impacts generations. And so I just want to call in and share that and encourage people to get on board and, you know, and to get involved.
And I'm so glad that you did that, Stacy. And thank you so much for calling, by the way, because that's the key. This is a time of year where we're thinking about giving. And it's end of year. A lot of people are wanting to get some more charitable donations in. Hey, I can't think of a better way for you to do that than to give your support to this worthwhile organization. The way to do it, go to myparenteen.org. That's myparenteen.org. Myparenteen.org. And then click the donate button. You can scroll all the way down the bottom left. It's also on the top right of the page. I just noticed
mm-hmm.
that.
Yep.
But you can just click that button and you can give. You can set up a monthly giving account, which would be the best thing for them. They need monthly givers. Or if you want to give a one-time donation, and, you know, we'll just start with the $10,000 donation. We'll just start right there. And so we need about five of those to, you know, write that check today. Wouldn't that be great, though?
Genuinely,
because there's so many people that are listening. No joke. There's people that are listening that could, like, just do that immediately. And that would be, what a great way to
Chris
be a blessing.
Roloff would be one of those, I think.
Well, thanks, Chris.
He's limited at four, I think, four of those $10,000 ones, but he could do that. Anyways, no, I think it's a wonderful way to support just a worthy organization doing the thing that the church is supposed to be doing already. They're helping young women who have had children know who Jesus is. That's it. They're helping young women know who, and we were talking about the fact that just in general, evangelism is hard in general. It's tough because we want it to be processed, you know, like you go through this system and this easy thing, you know, five steps to, you know, knowing Jesus. And it's not like that. It's evangelism is one grueling life at a time. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever helped somebody come to know the Lord, it's rarely like the Billy Graham crusade experience. It's not like that. It's you're getting involved in people's lives with the good stuff and the bad stuff. And frankly, sometimes it's because of the bad stuff where those doors and are open and hearts are softened that the soil is kind of readied for the gospel. And that's what's so awesome. And this is what Clarissa and Megan and so many of the others that are involved in this organization do all the time.
Stacy, thanks so much for calling in. I love you. I miss seeing your beautiful face. She actually used to be one of our mentors until another organization got blessed with her. So she's actually been in the midst of exactly what we're doing. And so Psalm 139, I wanted to make sure to read this for a second because this is what all of our girls hear often. It is our theme passage. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in a secret place and when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me, which were written in your book, before one of them came to be. How precious are your thoughts, God. And every one of our girls, we often will tell them that you were created with a plan and a purpose, that you were not created for an accident. Their babies were not an accident. They might have come to be in a way that they didn't anticipate, but the fact that they've chosen life and wrestled, so much wrestling with that decision, and they have made the most courageous choice to choose life. God created them with a plan and a purpose. And I'm super excited every time I get to say that to them because I believe it wholeheartedly.
And they probably don't hear that coming from their situation.
They don't.
So, yeah, that's key.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, we're going to give Clarissa the last word on things today. And I just want to encourage you, please, please, please support this organization. One more time, the way to do that, myparenting.org. Click the donate button, myparenting.org. That's PARENTEEN.org, myparenting.org. Thank you for listening, guys. Go support this organization. Get behind what they do. Go love on somebody for Christ.